And one of the amazing things about the concept of the Ummah is that it transcends time and place. It transcends culture and all other social distinctions. It transcends so many of these different things that divide people in the world in which we know, in principle. And that it is aib for a Muslim to really not understand what it means to be a part of the Ummah. Look how we are connected to people quite literally all over the face of this earth. So the Ummah is something that we have to live up to, and that it is something that we should feel a part of, and that it opens up a great door for us to really love people from all different backgrounds. And this is for people that approach it that the proper way. When you go to a place like Hajj, as Sister Zaina mentioned, and that you are amongst these swarms of people, we should love that. We should truly appreciate all of the different skin tones, all of the different features, all of the different languages. This is truly a sign of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Now, the other aspect of this is religion. And I'm assuming they meant by that the translation of the word deen. And unfortunately that we use this term, and I think that some of us don't really understand what we mean by it. And you can refer to the religion as a whole as the deen, for sure. Just as, and this is like when Allah says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, today that I have that perfected your religion for you. Or you could refer to the individual deen of each person, as we see in the hadith of the Prophet about tajdeed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about renewal. And يُجَدِّدُ لَهَا أَمْرَ دِينِهَا, towards the end of the hadith, is that what is the purpose of the mujaddid, the renewer? Is that he renews the affair of the religion for the ummah. And what is meant by that is the religion of the individual. Our own deen, how it is that you and I approach the Quran and the Sunnah and implement it and make it a part of our own reality. And then this third aspect is what we started to touch on yesterday, was this idea of sa'ada, which is happiness. And that no doubt is that our deen is a means for us to be able to attain sa'ada, happiness in the true sense of the word. We could also translate this as felicity.